USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The U.S. has issued a warning to Iran, urging them not to escalate the conflict between Israel and Hamas.
Iran has supported Hamas and other groups that continue to carry out attacks on Israel. Iranian leaders have routinely threatened to wipe Israel off the map.
During his address to the U.N. Security Council, Secretary of State Antony Blinken stated that the U.S. will respond firmly if Iran or its proxies carry out attacks on U.S. personnel in the Middle East. Minnesota Congressman Tom Emmer has secured the Republican nomination for Speaker, but he still has a big challenge in persuading his colleagues to get the required votes on the House floor. Former Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
He's answering whatever questions somebody has, and I think some of the questions people have, they haven't given Tom the opportunity yet to even ask him that and have him answer that.
McCarthy criticized the 8 conservatives who voted to oust him from the speakership earlier in the month, alleging they've aligned themselves with Democrats in an effort to hinder the functioning of the House. Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia is introducing a resolution to censure Democratic Representative Rashida Tlaib for anti-Semitic activity and sympathizing with a terrorist organization. In the censure resolution, Greene refers to several examples, including Tlaib leading an insurrection at the U.S. Capitol last week. The United Auto Workers Union is extending its strike to a GM plant in Texas. Today, about 5,000 workers at GM's Arlington assembly plant walked off the job. This action comes in the wake of the news that the automaker exceeded third-quarter earnings expectations. And President Biden handing out medals to outstanding achievers in the field of science and technology at the White House today.
The greatness of a country is measured not only by the size of its economy. The strength of a nation is also measured by its boldness, of its science, quality, of its research.
He emphasized his administration's dedication to making America a hub for groundbreaking scientific advancements. This is USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Jenna Ellis, a former campaign lawyer for former President Trump, has entered a plea deal in the Georgia election interference case. Facing 2 felony counts, she pleaded guilty to aiding and abetting false statements and writings. Sidney Powell and Kenneth Chesbro pleaded guilty last week. Elon Musk expressing the belief that a potential World War III is possible. In a discussion on his social media platform X, the billionaire pointed to the conflicts between Israel and Hamas, as well as Russia's ongoing involvement in Ukraine as factors contributing to his concern. A super fog took over parts of Louisiana Monday morning.
7 people were killed, at least 24 injured, and 158 vehicles damaged in a series of at least 3 crash clusters on I-55. Because of that extremely dense fog, they're calling a super fog. It left visibility near zero this morning. Bailey Scott, an ICU nurse, was on her way to the airport.
You couldn't see 5 to 10 yards in front of you because of this fog. And then out of nowhere, this big FedEx truck is in front of us, and he had to like swerve out the way, like the brakes were screeching.
She said it took first responders more than an hour to get to the scene due to the fog and the amount of damaged vehicles that were in the way. She tried to help those that she could. State police say they are still searching for victims and believe there may be more deaths to report. I'm Corey Myers.
And the NBA regular season kicks off tonight with a doubleheader. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.